Good morning, everybody, and happy Christmas. The Lord was born. We don't know when he was exactly. Probably was in spring, I get the impression. But he was born, and he was born for each one of us here. And that's a good thing. So let's come together in prayer before we do anything else. Father, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you that for some of us, Lord, you are the Christ in Christmas, and you always will be, that you came into this dark world on very austere circumstances. You had to travel, and this has been coming out on UCB and Christian radio, explaining that 90 miles on a pregnant on the back of a donkey is no mean feat when there was no real roads in those days. And when they got to Bethlehem, the place was packed out because the Roman Empire decided that there was going to be a census. And so they arrived late, probably, because it took a long time to travel. And then there was no room at the inn or at the house or whatever. So, Lord, we take that on board, that you did all that for us. And we thank you that you did. And today, well, it's the 25th of December, for whatever difference that makes, Lord, we just get together to celebrate the fact that you were born into this world as a baby. And not only did you survive, Lord, but you fulfilled your commission to preach the good news to people like us. And we, again, come together to rejoice in that and to put you at the forefront of Christmas and to sing your praises and to worship you, Lord. Because we know that next time it won't be as a baby that you come. You will come to take us to be where you are and to judge the world. Bless you, Lord. And may we have fellowship together and be a blessing to you and to each other. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All ye faithful people who have come out today.
No.
may have noticed, those people who have been here in the last few weeks, that something has appeared on the table at the front that wasn't there last time. And I'm going to ask Olivia and her mum, Georgetta, if they would come down and fix the deliberate mistake on the front. If you just come down with Olivia, if you would, if you're happy to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's happy. Olivia's not happy. Come on, Olivia, you're happy. Happy, happy, happy.
Hey.
Happy, happy, happy. I like your hair.
Thank you.
Wish I could have hair like that. Now, if you go and look at the nativity scene,
yeah,
get a bit closer, and examine all the pieces, you might notice that there is something wrong. Bearing in mind it's Christmas Day.
Yes.
The deliberate mistake.
First of all, that was not a pain.
Sorry?
Jesus was in the pain. Jesus
is missing. Jesus is missing.
Yeah.
Jesus is missing. And this is the problem we have with Christmas, isn't it, in the UK? Jesus is often missing.
Not in the UK, no worse.
And sometimes we have to put that right, and so we're going to put that right this morning. If you can find Jesus, Olivia, we'll let you put him in the center of the nativity scene. I'll give you three guesses where Jesus is. Where do you think Jesus might be? He's not on the table, that's the first clue. He's not under the Christmas tree. That's the other clue.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you think the other pieces may have come from?
Anyway, in the most humble place, but I can't see it.
It's behind you. It's behind you.
No.
It's behind you. Behind you.
Behind. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. No, behind you. I mean, turn around. Turn around. There, you're looking at him now. In a white box on the front bench, where the other pieces came out of. You lift that sheet off the top.
Yes.
He's hiding in there. There he is. Let's put him where he should be.
Yeah.
Where should he be?
Where he should be.
Where should he be?
He should be
in the middle. Because all those people are looking at Jesus, the wise men with their gold and their frankincense and their myrrh, and the shepherds have come with their sheep, and Mary and Joseph. Everybody is adoring Jesus. And that's what it says above my head. Somebody who was in this church made that sign, come, let us adore him. And would you like to say the piece that you said that Olivia would like to say?
Yes.
I don't know if that microphone is on, is it? Just,
yeah.
Nola, if you just press and hold that, press and hold it.
Yeah.
Tap it. Yeah, you got it. Okay. So Olivia wanted to say something this morning, and I didn't think she was going to come, but I'm really glad that she did. You can do it, there's no
pressure. Her verse is from Matthew, 1 Matthew 21.
1 Matthew 21?
Yeah. Come on, she'll bear a son. Come on, no. She'll bear a son.
This is what they say, you should never work with children and animals on
she
stage.
She'll bear a son. Come on, you can do it, you're strong.
And then we've got children and animals
she'll
on the table, so I mean, we've got a recipe for disaster here.
She will bear a son.
You can do it, Olivia.
Good. He shall be called. He shall. Come on. Shall be called.
This is when you know who's in control.
Jesus. God, strong, loud. Jesus.
No.
Oh, we'll clap you anyway. Yay!
He will save. He saved. Yeah? Come on, hold it by yourself. Come on. You can do it. Sorry.
That's okay. This is what happens.
Maybe next year will be more.
So next time you won't be able to get that microphone off you and you'll be talking all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. You can have another go in a minute. So we're going to turn to the Nativity wreath now, the Advent wreath, and Noah's going to come down and share something. And if you're really good, Olivia, we might let you set fire to the little candle. So Noah, have you got something for us?
What do we mean when we say Jesus is the light? Just as a glow on the eastern horizon tells us that a long night is almost over, Jesus' birth signals the beginning of the end for a dark night of fear, hostility, violence, and the greed that has descended on our world. Jesus' birth signals the start of a new day, a new way, a new understanding of what it means to be alive. Aliveness, he will teach us, is a gift available to all by God's grace. It flows not from taking, but from giving. Not from fear, but from faith. Not from conflict, but from reconciliation. Not from domination, but from service. It isn't found in the outward trappings of religion, rules and rituals, controversies, scruples, temples and traditions. It springs, rather, from our innermost being, like a fountain of living water. This new light of aliveness and love opens us up to rethink everything, to go back and become like the children again. Then we can rediscover the world with a fresh, childlike wonder, seeing the world in a new light, the light of Christ. At Christmas, then, we remember a silent, holy night, long ago, when Jesus tells us of a young and very pregnant woman and a weary man walking beside her. They had travelled over 80 miles, a journey of several days, from Nazareth in the province of Galilee to Bethlehem in the province of Judea. Mary went into labour, and because nobody could provide them with an old bed in an old house, she had to give birth in a stable. We can imagine oxen and donkeys and cattle filling the air with their sounds and smells, as Mary wrapped the baby in rags and laid him in a manger, a food trough for farm animals. On that dark night, in such a humble place, enfleshed in a tiny, vulnerable, homeless, helpless baby, God's light began to glow. Politicians compete for the highest offices. Business tycoons scramble for a bigger and bigger piece of the pie. Armies march, and scientists study, and philosophers philosophize, and preachers preach, and laborers sweat. But in the silent baby, lying in that humble manger, there pulses more potential power and wisdom and grace and aliveness than all the rest of us can imagine. To be alive in the adventure of Jesus is to kneel at the manger and gaze upon the little baby who is radiant with so much promise of our world today, for our world today. So let us light a candle, remembering the Christ child, the infant Jesus, the Word made flesh. Let our hearts glow with that light that was in him, so that we become candles through which his light still shines. Christmas is a process as well as an event. Your heart and mind can become the little town, the stable, the manger, even now. Let a new day, a new creation, a new you, a new me begin. Let there be light. The scripture reading to John 1, verses 3 to 5 says, what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. From John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Today, we enter the stable at Bethlehem to worship you, Lord Jesus. to praise you, to give you the glory. With angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, with family and friends and all people, we raise our cry, holy, 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 to the one who came, who comes, and who will come.
Who wants to light the Emmanuel candle? How about the little girl? Olivia, are you awake?
Oh, this is a catastrophe.
We can't not have...
Hold it on top of the other candles.
Get... Yay! Get the fireman and fireman. Get the fireman on there.
Teamwork, that's what you call it.
With you this morning that appeared to me at 10 to 3 this morning, and I don't know where it came from. I just have to assume the Lord put it in my head. I'm sure it's not an original thought, but it was very powerful to me. And this is the thought: that when Jesus came into the world, he wasn't equipped, and he came into this world naked and very vulnerable and small. And there's every chance that this place where he was born, people call it a cattle shed or whatever, it was more than likely a cave where they kept animals. And they put him in a manger. And his parents wrapped him in what is commonly known as swaddling bands, strips of linen, to keep him warm and keep him together and safe. So he came in with nothing. He was wrapped up in swaddling clothes, linen, strips, into a world which didn't welcome him and, generally speaking, doesn't want him, or didn't want him then. Now, many people didn't want him. And it occurred to me that's more or less how Jesus died. He died naked. No matter what portraits you see him on the cross, he was naked, totally naked and embarrassed and put to shame. And he had nothing. He came into this world with nothing, and he went out with nothing. And he lived for 33 years. And in those 33 years, he fulfilled his commission, which was to bring the good news of the kingdom of God to those who would receive it, and to come to people who needed forgiveness, those people who needed healing, those people who needed hope, those people who needed answers to life's many difficult problems. But what came to me this morning was the fact that when they took him down from the cross and they put him in a borrowed tomb, because he didn't even have a tomb of his own. He was put in a borrowed tomb. which had never been used before. And it had nothing. And yet, when he rose from the dead, and they couldn't find him, all they could find was the linen cloth that had been wrapped around his head. And it just occurred to me that there was a link between the cave and the manger and the swaddling bands and coming naked and leaving this world and leaving those strips behind him. And it just seemed very powerful that he came with nothing, he left with nothing. He had a 3-year ministry, and in that time he's completely changed the whole world with nothing. No home, no riches, except for the gifts that the wise men brought, which were to anoint him for suffering and as a king. And I don't know what happened to the wealth of that. But like he said, the Son of Man has got nowhere to lay his head. Do you want to follow me? And in those 3 years, he's made an offer to everybody that we can be forgiven, we can be healed, we can be put right with God, and all our sins, and many as they are, can be forgiven, and we can be born again and have a brand new start in life. Because everything that you see in this world is passing away. But to be with Jesus, where he is now, is to have everything. Now this song is a song that I don't think Linda knows. It's called Born in Bethlehem. It's by a group, a Christian group called Third Day. If you do know it, you'll be able to sing with it. Baby Jesus, born in a stable, a humble Saviour's birth. You left your throne in heaven above to live here on the earth. Baby Jesus, lying in a manger, crying for the world. The angels told the shepherds of the good news for us all. Hallelujah, the King is here, given for all men. For today, the Holy Son of God is born in Bethlehem. So come thou sinners and you saints, all peasants and all kings, and bow before the earth's Redeemer. Let all voices sing. And baby Jesus, do you know that you died for all our sins? But don't be afraid, for in 3 days you will rise again. Thank you. usually ask people, don't we, Jerry, whether or not they've got anything interesting special for Christmas. And people have a habit of bringing things and saying, have you got anything? Have you got anything?
Not yet.
Got a watch. Did you tell the right time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's got a watch with Guy Gibson on it. I see somebody's got a very special hat. I remember one of the royalties had a hat like that. Who was it? Beatrice, was it? Do you remember Beatrice's hat?
Yeah.
We've got plenty of rattlers and bangers. Do you want to pick one up and share? In the hearts of those who love and believe him. And let's just make sure he's got a home in our hearts this Christmas. That's very well said. So let's put today's service at a close, a little bit longer than usual, but that's okay. I'm going to close with a scripture from 1 John 4:7 to 15. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. Amen. Happy Christmas. Come again next year. So God bless you and keep you, and may his favour be upon you, and enjoy yourself and keep safe and well.